Good evening, everyone. My name is Paul Grambo. I'm the director of the Canadian Celtic Choir, and it is wonderful to see all of you good people here on this very beautiful May evening. I gotta tell you, I was sitting outside before the show, and I was having my dinner, and I thought, I think I want to go to the patio. Like, I'm not sure I want to be here for the show. So thank you for choosing to be here and listen to some great live Celtic music here at St. James tonight. This is a particularly special concert because, to my left, of course, we are not alone on the stage. We have the incredible musicians of Celtic Shift that bring the authentic, driving Celtic heartbeat. We have Amy Barton on the fiddle. We have Dave Nuttall on the whistle. And, of course, we have Mr. Steve Hollowitz on the keys, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of housekeeping before we get started here. First of all, how many people have been to a Canadian Celtic Choir concert before? Okay, how many haven't? Oh, you're very responsive. Very good. So, for those of you that have, ignore this. For those of you that haven't, laugh. So, people often ask me, Paul, what do you keep in your sporran? This is my sporran. And the answer is my iPhone 12 mini. And it's off. Yeah, yours should be too. So if you have some sort of telephonic device, we would love for it not to go off during the show, partly because, do you see all these little bits of technology around us here? We'd really love it if your phone didn't go off during the show. We're recording this for later. So thank you for that. Also, door prizes. Ballots were handed to you on the way in. Make sure you fill them out and put them in the basket that is right there at the intermission, and then we will draw four door prizes, and I will tell you who won later. Bathrooms, they are through there, up the stairs, and just to the left. If you need to use them, then please use them. If you can't wait till the end of a song, just go. We do not stand on ceremony here. And that's that. We opened with The Sky and the Dawn and the Sun, a song that celebrates the cycles of nature. And we continue that theme with a piece of literary history, Lake Isle of Innisfree. The text is by the famous poet William Butler Yeats, written when he was a young man in London, longing for the peace and quiet of the Irish countryside. You can almost hear the lapping water in the music. Following that, we move into where true joy is found. Many of you, and especially many of you who attend this fine church, will recognize the melody as the ancient Irish hymn tune, Slain. To close this set, we have a song from Sweden's most famous export, IKEA. Nope. ABBA. Sorry. I'm always getting those confused. Which is the ones with the meatballs? But it is rearranged here to capture that Celtic sense of friendship and community. The way old friends do is a tribute to the enduring bonds that bring us together on beautiful evenings just like this. But first, the Lake Isle of Innisfree.
Oh, now and go to Innisfree.
We're getting warmed up, literally. Our next piece is one of the more poignant songs in the Celtic repertoire and one that resonates loudly today. It tells the true story of Annie Moore, a 15-year-old girl from County Cork who set sail across the Atlantic with her two younger brothers in 1891. They spent 12 days in the steerage of the SS Nevada, tossing on the waves of the North Atlantic, carrying nothing but their hopes and a few meager possessions. On New Year's Day, 1892, Annie became the very first person to be processed through the gates of the newly opened Ellis Island in New York Harbor. As she stepped off the boat, she was greeted by officials, a ringing bell, and was handed a $10 gold piece. That'd be worth a little bit today. But the song captures the bittersweet reality of the moment. For every ounce of hope in the new life in America, there were tears for the Ireland she left behind and the family she would never see again. This is the story of immigration, ladies and gentlemen, one of courage that mirrors the journey of so many of our own ancestors. But that same journey is being made by immigrants today. But is done, of course, without the warm welcome, without the gold, and certainly without the song. Our soloist is Rob McGuire. But first, Dave and the Whistle will start us off with a beautiful instrumental, Equator Light. Take it away, Dave.
Thank you. closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And it's springtime when I came here, and I stepped onto its piers. I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years.
Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle I left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of hope is always on your mind.
Isle of hope, Isle of tears, the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
Well, while the choir provides the voices and the words, the soul of the music often lives in the instruments, or at least that's what they tell me. We are so very lucky to be collaborating with Celtic Shift tonight. These musicians are masters of the tradition, the jigs, the reels, the haunting airs that define the Celtic sound. I'm going to step off for a moment and ask them to take the center stage. A warm St. James welcome for Celtic Shift.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to do a set of slip jigs. The thing about traditional Irish music is you have a whole lot of beautiful, really short tunes that part of the artistry is combining them in interesting ways. So we're going to do three of the same style, three slip jigs, which are Coleman's Ellen O'Grady and Deaver the Dancer. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. No, no, do that again. Celtic shift, ladies and gentlemen. That was fantastic. And now, as they say, for something completely different. We continue this evening with the hauntingly beautiful Singer on the Isle of Stones. It's a song that evokes the rugged, mist-covered landscapes of the Atlantic coast. We are thrilled to feature tenor Roger Reed as our soloist. But before Roger and the choir begin, Amy is going to set the mood with a fiddle solo of the traditional air, The South Wind. And then to take us into our break, we have a quirky tune for you. Come and I Will Sing You is what we call a cumulative song, much like the 12 Days of Christmas. It's a folk classic often heard in Newfoundland and Ireland, full of riddles and rhymes. It's high energy and the perfect way to cap off the first half of our program. Following this, we'll have a 15-minute intermission. Stretch your legs, put in your ballot, visit with your neighbors, stretch your neighbor's legs. Whatever you need to do. But first, Amy and the South Wind.
Call for more but that was all our song to blow us off course. Then finish our Guinness and walk through the stars, bewitched by the music's force.
Yeah.
intermission time, go away and come back in about 15 minutes. We'll see you later.